Alright, this is, this is the plot. Let's go ahead and call the meeting to order. Go ahead and stand for the pledge. Salute pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Dee, you want to lead us in the word of prayer?
Go ahead. Lord, we come to you right now just to say thank you. Thank you for letting us come to another council meeting. Lord Jesus, we come right now. Jesus, asking you to give us the mind to obtain the means for tonight. Lord Jesus, just keep us in your care. In the Son of Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Good job, Reverend.
I know you had it in you.
Yeah, I keep it.
Not another minute, I'll come back.
I'm going to get off that dock.
Yeah, y'all gonna see me acting rude.
All right, first up, we have approval of the September 17, 2024 meeting minutes. Anybody have any questions on that? If not, we'll need a motion to approve.
Make a motion to approve the minutes for September.
Do I have a second? All in favor say aye.
Okay.
Motion carried. Next up on the agenda is approval of the September 2024 financial statements. Look over those and see if you see anything on there. I'm sure number 711 might draw your attention.
502. What? I like the sales tax being so high. Why was it so high?
That is the
ADOR revenue.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, it comes in large, sometimes
I
it's
like
small.
That.
Yeah, we just, let's just start playing on that.
The 61,000, if anybody's questioning that, I closed the account at Alabama One, so I had to take it out of the account and then I transfer it back in.
Right. So we received some letters needing to get those accounts out of,
we had to have it done before September the 30th.
Yeah. Well, they would have got into some trouble, so we got that done. So, and that 7-Eleven is for the new maintenance truck.
Mayor, may I interject something, and I don't want to be out of order on it, but as we're with financial statements, we talked about a fund to maintain, I guess, some of this intersection stuff that, you know, there's a fund that's generally donated or contributed to, things like that. Generally, have we gone any further on creating that? Or?
We do have that account actually for that. We did contribute 2.5 years ago, I think, that was in the summer of 1500.
Okay.
So, when I have more information on how they actually maintain that, I guess when it's used all up, then they request another 1500.
Oh, I got you. So it's per their request, and we don't need to be contributing. Okay. I thought about that.
There's like a threshold to meet, like medical insurance. You have this deductible up to something, and that's the way it works.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any other questions? If not, we have a motion to approve financial statements.
I'll make a motion to approve the September financials.
Have a second. All in favor say aye. Motion approved.
Don't trust y'all.
All right. Next up, the sidewalk drainage information update table from last meeting. We still don't have a general idea of what's going to take place at the courthouse with what they're looking to do. I know they said they were having some drainage issues in the basement or et cetera. If everybody's in agreement, I just think we need to hold off until we hear something from them on what they're going to do to make sure that we do not repair something and then they have to, they find an issue and we have to dig that back up or et cetera. I want to repair, you know, and make things look better, but we got to make sure not to do something that's going to get us in the end. So, is everybody in agreement with that?
Do you ever know if they talked to the
utility about, they said something about the pipe on the sidewalk, if anybody ever talked to utility board about it, or?
I don't know if they did, I talked to a few other folks that told me that they don't believe that there's a pipe running up under the sidewalk, just for the fact of the sidewalk's been in that condition for quite some.
Did the courthouse say it drains pipe, or? Didn't know, just think there's one there.
I just think the one's there, because they're getting some flood and stuff, but also I do know that there's two other pipes that run under the road by the discount food mart that run somewhere over that way. The water runoff, so. But I did confirm what you were saying, that the basement does not go all the way up to the very front of the sidewalk. So.
Mayor, the only other thing I would add to that, about the waiting on the county, is that if we get pressed, there gets to be something unsafe about it, if we get pressed in the early repair, that we seek some kind of indemnification provision from the county, that in their construction, they end up undoing or destroying or damaging what we've done, that they're required to. You know, kind of like we do with the water and all that sort of thing, that's required to do that. That may be an entry we have to go for, and I like, it's not my decision, sure, so I like the idea of waiting to do that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So, at this time, if there's no other discussion, I think we should just wait until we hear from them and table it until we hear from the courthouse on what they're gonna do. And I will also follow up to see what's going on with them moving forward with Amy.
You want to vote table it until we hear from the county commission of what they want to do?
Right.
I'll make the motion to table the sidewalk business until the county commission gets back with us.
Okay. Second.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, number five. Just kind of wanted to touch a subject of something we've been dealing with in the town. Things are looking better on the side of grass cutting. The only issue we're having is some places are still not maintaining their properties the way they should. We've sent out some more letters on that. Just wanted to kick around the facts. It's hard for Chris to go out. He's got to maintain the whole town. And then in our ordinance, if they do not do it after receiving the ordinance in 30 days to comply, then the town sends Chris out, he cuts it, and then we charge them accordingly to what the ordinance says. At this time, we've done that, is it two times? So we have to maintain those properties. We get some complaints of, you know, people doing things on properties or those things, and that also goes into if properties look like somebody lived there and you keep your grass up, you're probably gonna less likely to have somebody trespass. So I know Alexander City and some others hire in some companies at the beginning of the year, and if that comes up and they have to cut those, they have those companies come out and then they pay the town back. We don't want to get to that point. We hope that everybody's going to help us make the town better, look better, and keep their properties, you know, cut and clean. But if not, that's something we may have to look to in the future. Just something I want y'all to kind of think about, okay? And the next thing is nuisance abatement committee. Moving forward with the town, we have a few properties here that are falling down. Things are not being done. That could become a hazard to citizens or the town. It may be time, the town used to have a nuisance abatement committee and we no longer have that, but we still have that ordinance on file. What that would be is a building or house that is unsafe, a structure or something like that. So that's something else we need to look forward to maybe in the future. You have anything you'd like to touch on that?
Well, I mean, I guess we're looking at a committee, you know, just the standards for what we're looking at. I'm assuming we're talking about abandoned properties. And because we like everybody to keep their property up, but abandoned properties, where you've got owners that we can't find, can't get, and it's posing public policy, public safety issues, I guess we can always have a committee determine on each case whether that's something the city needs to act on.
Right. And that, let's take for instance, we had an event going on one day and we heard some windows busting out back and ended up being some young teenagers up here at the top of the building right here, all the doors and windows gone. And that very well could become a hazard because there is holes in the floors up there that could have fell through and got hurt. And we want to make sure that we're covered when something like that happens as a town, that that's not put back on us. Is,
are most of those properties owned locally or absentee owners?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
Like this one back here is in some kind of board or something. So, but basically what that committee would do is they follow what our guidelines say on the ordinance. They would bring that property up to make it safe or something like that and better. And then, or if it's to the point that it cannot be returned or it's too costly, then they can surrender that. And I think at that point, the town would take that down and some that responsibility would fall back on them. Is what I've seen some other places do. Any questions on that?
With the grass cutting as it is right now, how many of our how many are repeat violators? I mean, are we sending the same locations and the same people and the same landowners letters multiple times throughout the year on the same exact properties?
Yes. And
so do we need to somehow consider some kind of stronger penalty for repeat violators?
Well, it is quite often that it is the same folks, and it's not like, hey, your grass has got 2 inches tall. It's more like 6 or 7 feet tall, you know. So right here in town, looks bad.
Can we call on our good friends in our local media to have things in the paper occasionally to remind folks of that?
And that was something that was discussed, might be a great idea just to share that out. And we're starting some kind of, we're going to start sharing ordinances out ever so often on the page as well so they can read those and some of the main things we're dealing with so people can get that.
And that's certainly something we could do like as a PSA or something, just to print in the paper as a reminder or even as a column from the mayor or something, just to kind of put it back out there again, yeah.
Because it is hard when people's coming in town, you got grass that's 6 or 7 feet tall around some of the buildings. It just don't look good.
Yeah, and so, we have found out that, it's not intended to be offensive, but people get a letter and it's like when you kick their dog or something, you know?
Right.
And they get all offended and huffy about it. Maybe if it was done more than a public announcement to remind them about it, maybe that would be a kinder way of telling them.
Right, because if you're their neighbor and you've got rats, big gopher rats running through your yard, et cetera, or snakes, you're not going to want that. So we have to
act. On the repeat offenders that we've been cutting the grass for, have they come across and reimbursed the city yet?
We had two that did reimburse, that's correct.
We did? Mm-hmm. So we've cut it for two different places,
correct.
I'm understanding,
and they
multiple
pay.
Times, and they pay.
They pay.
How many have we had that have not paid?
We only had the two so far that we had.
But they have paid.
They have paid.
Okay, so no one hasn't paid.
Right.
Okay.
And one sent a nice letter thanking us and apologizing that they were trying to do better to keep it up. And that's all we're asking.
And in that public service announcement, you might even put in there, we want you to do this, help us out, etc., whatever way you would put it. But if you don't, unfortunately, if you don't, we're required, particularly if you talk about a company, required to do this, and it's going to cost the property owner from anywhere from this to this to have it done, and that might incentivize, if that's the word, incentivize that the people to cut that grass.
And the amount of people that stop us on the street, I think me and Chief was walking down the street the other day and was telling us how much better the town looks and things is going that way. We want people to look at us for those reasons. If we're ever going to grow and we're going to have more storefronts and those things, we have to sell ourselves. And things of that sort is not going to sell us. So anyways, that was just, we don't need any vote or anything on that. That was just think on those things and we'll come up with something later on going forward. Number six, the CDBG grant information for applying. Had Leslie look into the CDBG grant information. In 2017, the town applied for a CDBG grant and received it for a new senior center. and taking down a portion of the old school. And when we come into office, I finished up closing out that grant and remodeling the senior center. So at this time, we can apply for that grant again. Some things that the grant can be used for that we really need to look at is removing old buildings are costly. A lot of folks just don't have that money to throw at removing those things. So we could apply for that grant after we hold a couple town meetings to remove, let's for instance, say the house next to the Mapco that burned. That family's for it. Of course, they want to take it down, but it's very costly to remove. Our white building down here that we've had on GovDeal 6 times and nobody's bought. That grant can be used to remove that. Some other structures that are falling down that people would like to surrender, they get to keep their land, but we would have those removed without grant money. So I think we need to move forward, and we'll have Ms. Leslie reach back out to Ms. Kathleen and move forward with maybe holding those meetings to get this started and apply for that. And then we'll also see if it doesn't take the $350,000 to remove everything that everyone wants to remove, then we can put that money somewhere else if it meets within the guidelines that we're wanting to do. So, is everybody good with that? Any discussion?
Do we need to make a motion to go ahead and?
Yeah,
I'll make a motion to have the town move forward with setting up public meetings to discuss the next round of applications for the CDB grant.
Okay. Have a second.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Mm-hmm. Motion carries on those. Number 7, the Ford Ranger. That's the old maintenance truck. I wanted to talk with y'all about what we should do with it, what we should do going forward. Currently, the truck was cranking every now and then. Now it will not crank at all. So, in the current condition, with it not running, I don't think we're going to get that much for it. But we need to decide to do something instead of letting it just sit out back and,
Do we have to put it on GovBiz?
It has to either go on GovDeals. You also can use a auctioneer to sell it. And I'm not sure if you can... You may can run it in the paper as well to let somebody buy it. I'll find out on the third one.
You can do, if you want a closed bid.
Yeah.
You can run it in the paper and do a closed bid,
yeah.
Like auction on it.
You just can't say, hey, Leslie can buy it. That's not, So we need to do one of those to figure out. At this point, I really don't want to spend any more money on it, say, hey, let's get it run and then sell it. I just need to let it go and just let them know what we've done to it here recently and that it's going to be a fuel issue. So.
As is.
Correct. Does anybody have any other suggestions or ideas for that? We're going to take the toolbox off and we'll remove the town stickers on it and whatever else we can salvage. Not much more than that, I don't think. A lot.
I would say get it out of here sooner rather than later, personally.
So we'll just make a motion that we just go on and sell it in the condition that it is, as is. All right. You have a motion?
I make a motion to sell it as is.
Have a second. All in favor say aye.
What'd you say?
Nay.
No.
All right. Number 8. Update on 4-way. Striping in 1-way. Chief, you want to touch on that?
On the 1-way, people are starting to utilize it more as far as parking. I've seen personally people park there, walking to the courthouse and to the restaurants. Over the weekend, I was told there was 3 or 4 parked down through there simply because the streets was full. So that's being used like it's supposed to. On the four-way, I've noticed it is better than what we was at. The complaints that I've heard from the citizens is the stop bars are too far back. And the stop sign on coming south on northbound side, you can't see. Well, just so happened, one of the DOT supervisors, Craig Phillips, was here last week? Yeah, last week. I called him outside and I spoke to him about it. And he told me the stop sign on the other side was supposed to be put in the street, just like the one at the restaurant. Don't know if they're gonna do it or not. I asked about the stop bars. The complaints we got, he gave me every excuse in the world of why they can't move it. And even to the point, it's the courthouse's fault, because it's so close to the street. Yeah, I've done the same thing, Mr. Lee. So I've done my best for the safety, because you can't see the other side of the intersection. And he told me nothing he could do about it. That's the way it's supposed to be. That we pretty much got to deal with.
Any questions? Discussion?
Well, I discussed before, I don't know what we can do as far as moving the sign to where it's supposed to be without impeding on some of their pavement or whatever. And the other thing that bothers me is, at least here goes the lawyer in me, I guess that's what y'all got me here for, is that, you know, in doing that, we get away from the state immunity, you know, that they, you know, because we've done something to alter their plan, and that worries me. You know, us doing anything to alter it ourselves, I don't know if we could anyway.
Well, they can't move it that far.
They told me, I asked him again.
Well, I mean, after you told me this the other day, I went up there and looked. If they move it toward the road, they can't move it, but about that far, it'll be right on the curb.
No, what he was saying, you're talking about the stop sign?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's saying it's supposed to be just like the one here at the Mexican restaurant in the highway. If you'll pay attention, there's almost a turning lane there. That's where the stop sign is supposed to be. Yeah.
If you'll pay attention, when them trucks turn right there, right, they're going to run over the sign.
All over again.
Yeah. Sure. Well, and that's what he was saying at the Mexican restaurant when they asked me to borrow the water to dig the pavement out. So I'm sure anything to help safety. He said that they're putting that there to make them have to turn out instead of hitting signs and stuff, instead of running up on the sides. Because see, they don't, where the flower pot sits, it's sitting there for a reason, that close, because they done cracked the trucks and stuff, the whole, done caved in the whole side of the curb. And that falls on the state as well. So, and that whole clean out's about to fall in.
So that, the one, like, Stone Hill, Courthouse Hill, mm-hmm, that stop bar right there, mm-hmm, they can't move that up no further than
he told me. Absolutely not.
It used to be up.
I mean, you can't see nothing.
No,
like,
I mean, I almost got hit the same day that all that happened. I pulled out. Somebody,
like, the only way you can see through there, you're going to have to roll up.
Absolutely.
And up to the crosswalk.
Yep.
Right. When you stop at the crosswalk, you can see.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
I asked him to get in his vehicle and get in this left lane and pull up to the stop bar and tell me what you can see on the right side. And he told me, no, I'm not.
And the more you have to encroach on that crosswalk,
right,
the car is more likely to be destined to get hit, mm-hmm, out there. Somebody trying to see that. I mean, I'll do whatever you want me to do.
Well,
so the biggest issue with that stop sign over there is the highway sign.
That's right.
It is absolutely hid behind the Highway 22 east and west. Mm-hmm. You can, when you're coming this way from my house, you can see the right-hand edge of the light for just a second. And then everything is behind the sign until you get to where you turn into the gas station.
Yeah.
It's completely.
See, like, today, I was coming off lunch. I mean, I'm talking about F-150 straight through it. Didn't slow down, didn't nothing. But when I be coming, you know, it's so open now, like you said before, to, like, you don't realize what it is until you, if it's slow. So if you haven't slowed down, you do it.
I was watching an out-of-state lady the other day from Illinois in a Jeep come down through there. And I mean, they're not from here. I mean, I can see the yellow big sign with the flashing thing, but maybe she.
And it written in the street.
In the street, but when she got there and she realized that stop sign was there with the flashing thing, she locked it up, and when she did, she slid all the way out in the middle of the four-way. And then at that time, she's like, well, I'm already here, might as well go.
I think the stop ahead is good, but I don't think it's gonna work, because coming from like Mr. Robinson way in the town, by the time you come over that small little hill, you reading it before you even, like, you're not reading it. You seeing this level, but you're not having time to read because it's a small little slope.
Oh, yeah.
Then it's like, it's the word. So, like, you ain't reading stop ahead by the time you already hold the words. Eh? Mm-hmm.
And then when you got that jam going, it's all good.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Well, I'll wait. I'll have an upper that's supposed to give me a call anyways to follow up. So I'll make sure to express those concerns to him when I speak with Mr. Shannon. All right. Moving forward, number 9. Just wanted everyone to be aware of what's coming up. It's that time. We've got Halloween on the 31st. We're doing something a little different this year. Halloween will still be on the streets. Enjoy that, but also we're having a glow in the park this year. Bring your kids. We're gonna have a hayride, and you'll get to put your hand on the new mural at this event, and having a cakewalk, bandland, all that good stuff. So y'all come enjoy the hayride. Be aware it is gonna be a little bit scary hayride, so there'll be a few people scaring. So they can't handle it, hold them down in the floor. So Veterans Day is coming up. We will actually have that on that day, starting at 12 o'clock. Is that correct? All right, lasting to 2. We'll be having that catered in. If you can come join us, please come join us. And we'll put you to work for a minute or so. And then Christmas event, that's always a big hit as well. It'll be on the street again. I can't remember what we decided on the...
It's the second
12 or 8.
It's the 14th, from 10 to
3
for vendors, and then the parade will start around 6 or a little after.
Line up, it starts at 5.
And line up at 5. What did we decide on the theme? We need to get that out.
Winter Wonderland in Grinchville.
How about that? I like that.
We got the Grinch picked out here.
Are you volunteering?
No.
So, Winter Wonderland in Grinchville, okay? So, y'all have fun with that. We always have a good time at the parade. We will have snow again this year.
Across the street.
So, we love it when it's snowing, don't we?
10 to 3.
If you know anybody that would like to be a vendor, please send them to Miss Leslie or Susie. We always like to have a good variety, okay? Anybody have any questions, suggestions on any of them?
14th.
Uh-huh. Nobody? All right. Move on to the next thing. Just want to touch base on Magnolia Trail just for a minute. We had, who was that? James? Pusa Enterprises. Pusa Enterprises went over and they took their mulcher, and the whole trail's been widened and mulched.
Wow.
So,
how long is that trail?
It's about 2.5 miles.
It's between 2.1 and 2.5.
Right, it's over 40 acres.
Yeah.
And then there's a small creek down there and some nice huge boulders. And
the Bridgeways kids will tell you it's too far to walk in the delight heat.
So y'all enjoy that. It's a nice piece of nature.
Oh, I'm glad it's
Number 11 on the library, Miss Susie and Leslie, y'all want to touch on that? What y'all had going on in there for the past couple months? With the upgrades and stuff?
We basically bought all the bookcases, the new ones, you know, to match these that we had just gotten, and moved all those books, got them in place, and did most of y'all walk in there last? Yeah.
If you didn't, take a look.
The rugs are in there now. I don't think they were here last month. The rugs are in place, and then I'm just still waiting on one old fishing pole so I can get the... planets up, and I found at Walmart little fishing poles that have fish already, and they have extra fish too that we could also hang. All that would be hung from the ceiling.
Y'all take a look. We're definitely blessed with the upgrades of that library, and we had a, you know, it was pretty amazing for a town this size to have something that nice. So, any other questions? If not, we will have a motion to adjourn.
How much is it?
I'll second. All in favor, say aye. Motion. All right, thank y'all.